More than half of all donor sperm used in Australia is from men based in the United States. That's according to statistics released today by the Fertility Society of Australia. But the group says those numbers are narrowing, and it's thanks to the nation's gay community. Penny Timms reports.
For some people, having a baby is considered a part of life. But sadly, not all of those who want to have a child are able to. Sandra Dill is CEO of the organisation Access Australia, a support group for people who experience difficulty conceiving or carrying a child. She understands the issue all too well, having unsuccessfully gone through IVF herself.
Initially, when anyone finds out that they are not going to be able to conceive without medical assistance, it's a very confronting thing. Most people in the community take for granted that they will be able to have a child when they choose to do that. But for one in six people, that's not going to be the case. They're going to need medical help.
That's where assisted fertility technology may offer some added help. There are many options for treatment, including through the use of IVF and a sperm donor. But statistics released today by Professor Michael Chapman from IVF Australia show the majority of donors are not domestic.
There was a time in the last 3 or 4 years where the numbers of couples being treated with donor sperm declined because of the lack of Australian sperm donors. That has been, to some extent, pushed back by the capacity to import sperm under very strict control from the United States.
The shortfall is largely the result of legislative changes which give children the right to know the identity of their biological parents. Those changes came into effect around 5 years ago, depending on state or territory.
There are many people who would give sperm in an altruistic manner, but the potential for the conflict in 18 years' time has put them right off ever thinking about donating sperm.
Susan Dill says it's a situation that weighs heavily on the minds of parents.
I think there's also a concern on the part of the father or the future father that he may somehow be seen to be not the child's father. All the evidence suggests otherwise, but it's understandable in the early stages that this may be a concern.
But a change is occurring, and it's thanks to Australia's gay community. Homosexual men have been the target of a campaign to get more Aussie males donating. Professor Chapman says it's having promising results.
And over the last 12 to 18 months, we've actually been able to recruit a lot more Australian donors, to the point where our waiting list was in the order of 2 years, and now it's down to 2 or 3 months.
The campaign largely hinges on the hope that gay men would be more willing to provide sperm because their personal situation may not be as complicated as that of a heterosexual man should their biological child decide to contact them in future years. Susan Dill says same-sex couples are also helping to break down the negative stigma surrounding the use of donors. She says gay couples are more likely to speak openly about the origin of their donor, or at least the fact that one was used.
If you keep a secret, even with the very best intentions, within families, this is a train wreck coming down a track, because the obvious question is, well, why didn't you tell me? What's wrong with it? What is so shameful that you couldn't share this? And you contrast this with circumstances where children know, in the case of same-sex female couples, the circumstances around their conception, and they know that that has nothing to do with how they're valued, loved or nurtured, or even children born through IVF. And it's just part of their story, you know, it's part of who they are, part of their identity.
Ms. Dill says there's still a long way to go before the taboo of fertility treatment is broken, but the conversation is heading in the right direction.
Penny Timms.